before we start, I'd like to just briefly review the 20 shiurim we've had until now. We've had four shiurim about trees, tree halachas. We introduced the main halacha. We have Rav Yossi's halacha that you have plant a tree that's going to eventually have roots that damage someone's well. We talked about exceptions to that rule. When we started talking about the four shiurim, we had about water damage. We introduced giri delay. If the water goes directly down to the floor below, it's giri delay. Then the matzik has to suffer the consequences and stop the damage. If it's not giri delay, then we go back to Yossi's halacha. We spoke about there's a great amount of damage, so then he has to take care of it. We then did four shiurim about kuto beis hakise, about bad smells, constant heavy smoke. There we said those were such bad damages that even if a person was doing it 3 years, he doesn't establish a chazaka through it, because the nizik can say, look, I thought I could handle it, but such a smoke and smell I can't stand. And for that we got to allergies are the same thing. If you're a person's an istinus, a person is personally a sensitive type person, like Rav Yosef was sensitive to the blood on the date. If you can prove that you're sensitive, get a doctor's certificate that you have the sensitivity, you have the right to tell your neighbor not to to refrain from that activity that gives you problems. So we said that could be why someone's allergic to air conditioning, so to make him uncomfortable, unless the Chazanir said, unless it's something that everyone is doing, you can't make yourself crazy because the one person is sensitive. So we did four shiurim on kutra beis hakise. Then we did four shiurim, it's just working out this way. Then we did four shiurim on noise. And noise included stop making noise, where we said there's really no there's no grounds to stop someone from making normal noise unless he's sensitive, unless he's an istinus to it, he's sick. But generally children playing, that's normal, and a person can't stop that. Even if he is sensitive, he can't stop it because that's normal, we said. We spoke about opening up stores, which introduced a new problem of traffic, noise from other people and traffic. That could be a problem. We said even nowadays, if it prevents people from parking in front of their houses, that could be a real problem. However, the exception was shuls. We had that hadur that for a shul, you can't stop him from the takonis of Shimon Yeshua ben Gamla. The Gemara said that once he made a takon about schools, he can't stop the school from opening, also can't stop the shul from opening. But once again, we said that's only if there's no other way out. If there's a way out, if you can park not in front of the person's house, then certainly there's a chiyuv to do that, not to disturb a person's normal living. After that, the last four shiurim were about hezek re'iyah. This hezek that we learned from Bilam, that it's probably unique in other systems of law. I don't know if there's such a thing that there's takanas made to build a wall between 2 yards. You're not allowed to build a window over a yard. You can't have a door facing a door, window facing a window. We talked about how it applies nowadays. And now we're going to start the next group. I think it's also going to end up being four. We're going to talk about once you have a situation where you're allowed to open a window, which we said there are many times we can have windows open, like we have. What happens if the neighbor then wants to build an addition to his house, or there's an empty lot there, and he wants to build a building with a tall wall right up to the window, right at the border, and he blocks the light from coming into your house. Now, there's a secular law, there's setback laws. So let's say we're talking in a case where the person violated the setback laws, he's building right at the border against the law, and we learned already that you're not allowed to report him to a secular court if it's something that al pi halacha he's allowed to do. So tonight we have to discover, is the al pi halacha allowed to build the wall right up to the border blocking your light, or is he not allowed, and therefore you can't report him to the police because that we have to go by halacha, or al pi halacha he's also not allowed to and you would have the right to report him. Well, you take him to the din Torah, I mean, and the din Torah would paskin and say that he has to take down the wall. In Baltimore, I don't think it's so relevant, this question, because even if he builds up to the border, but your house assumption is it's 15 feet from the side, probably, or in most neighborhoods, and most neighborhoods there would never be such a shiloh, but in other cities that aren't so far away from here, like New York, and in Eretz, you know, in New York, you see sometimes like there's a window and it's like right up next to it, like inches away, right? So what do you do in what's the halacha in those cases? In Eretz Yisrael comes up, it comes up also, and especially if it's a condominium that could even be here, someone wants to put a porch over his window which will block the light from coming in the window downstairs. What are the halachas governing opening up windows? Tonight we're going to talk on building walls against windows. Tonight we're going to talk about the problem that's blocking light. We're going to focus on that. And the future shiurim after Pesach, we will be talking about if it's blocking fresh air, it's blocking a view. You have a special view and someone decides to knock down the trees and put in a soccer field. Right? What are the halachas about that? That'll be future weeks. That's why I think it's going to end up being probably another, at least three, maybe four on this topic. So it starts with the Beferish Mishnah. And the Mishnah on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, bottom of the page, top of the handout, Hachalonos. The Mishnah says, when you're talking about windows, and someone wants to build a wall blocking the window of someone's house, so Bein Milamalan, Bein Milamatan, whether he wants to build the window, the wall above the window or below the window, or Bein Kinegdon, or he wants to just build it opposite the window. So the shear is Arba Amos. He's not allowed to build the wall within four amas above it. If he wants to build it below it, he has to make sure that it's four amas away from the window below it. I mean, it has to be at least four amas below the window. And if he's just opposite it, he has to make sure it's four amas away, distant from the in addition, he has to make sure it's four amas distant away from the window. And the Braisa explains in Amud Beis, Melumalun Kadesh Leotis V'yira, you need to make sure it's at least four amas higher than the window, because if not, you'd be able to stand on the wall and you'd be able to, you could look over and see what's going on, and it'd be a Hezekri Yoshaila, like we learned about in past weeks. Melumatan Shalayamad V'yira, if it's within four amas below it, then you'll climb on the wall and be able to look inside the person's house. That's why it should be below four amas, so then even if you stand on it, you won't be able to see through the window. And tonight's topic, Ukenegdon, it has to be four amas away, Shalo Yapil, in order that you don't make the house dark by blocking the light from the outside. Right, that's the famous halacha, that if you're building a wall, you have to make sure it's four amas away from the window, so not to block the light. And once again, we're talking about light. Not, we're not talking about sunlight. Sunlight's also going to be an issue. You know, suppose someone needs a special sun for his to dry his clothes, or that also we'll talk about in future weeks. Here we're just talking about light that you won't be able to read in the house. You won't, even if though we have light bulbs, they have candles. And also, we're talking this part of living is to be able to have natural sunlight, light come into your house. There should be light. And here you're building a wall, it's going to darken it. So halacha is, if it's four amas away, that's good enough. Now the Rashba says, and this is Paskin Shulchan Aruch, on the other side of the handout, the Rashba and the Tshuva says that these four amas, maybe you'll say, you know, it's really like an absolute, it's like Zer Sakosiv amas, four amas. I mean, how high is the wall? How big is the window? Right, that should make a difference. The Rashba says, no, it doesn't make a difference. This is the Chachamim made a Takana, they made a Shear, they said four amas is the amount that you have to keep it away. And because the tshuva that the shiloh that someone had asked them was that, you know, my neighbor put it four amas away, but it's dark in here. I can't see because either the way the window is situated, it was facing the sun, I don't know why, but it's still dark in here, even though he's four amas isn't that much. It's like 8 feet away. So he's it's dark in here. So Rashi said, I'm sorry. The halacha is, the Chachamim made a shear. They said four amas, no matter what, how big the window is, how tall the wall is. And my real says, Beferish, even though the wall is very high, that's what the shear they made. And don't ask kashas, because all shearim are like that. They said a mikvah has to be 40 sa'ah of water. Some people are bigger, some people are smaller, but that's the shear. If it's 40 sa'ah, it's a kosher mikvah, it's missing 1 ounce, it's a treif mikvah. They said a piece of cloth, 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, 9 inches by 9 inches, 12 inches by 12 inches, that is called a viable piece of cloth that becomes tamei, if something tamei touches it. If it's missing a little piece, one hair, one thread, it's no longer a tane because it's not that size. So we are always dealing with inches. The Chachamim made shiurim, and that's the way they made them. You can't say, well, my case is different. The shiur is, if your neighbor is four amos away, that's good enough. This is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Nun Dalet, the siman we've been talking about. If someone's friend, his neighbor, is building a wall opposite the window, why is he building the wall? Because the neighbor is looking in, and he had a chazak, he was able to look into his yard, and now you want to build a wall to stop him from looking in, into your yard. You have to make sure you're four amas away in order that you don't make it dark for the person in the house. Two wrongs don't make a right. You're drilling to stop his hezegriah, but you can't make it dark for him in his house. You have to be four amas away, like the Mishnah says. And as long as you're four amas away, even though it does make it dark, you don't have to go any further away. You did the shiur, and we don't care that it's making it dark for him. But he's passing like the Rashba, that this is a shiur, it's a gezeir, the chachamim, that if you're four amos away, that's the takana, you've accomplished what you need to do, and you don't have to move further away. And like I said, the Maril says b'feirush, even if the wall is very tall, that's the shiur. And he brings that, that's kach shiur chachamim, this is the way the chacham made a shiur, four amos is the shiur. So based on that, we would say nowadays, even if the neighbor decided to break the setback laws and build right up to the yard, he's probably 8 feet away. That 8 feet is not that much. So the chora, you would have no right to take him to a din Torah and say, look, you broke the law. I want to have like everyone else's house on the block. If you don't do it, I'll report you, or I'm taking you to din Torah. You would seem to have no right to do that because he kept away a distance of four amas, and that's kach shiaru chachamim, even though now your windows are bigger and you need it, but that's the shiur of four amas. However, we'll see that it's not really so true. There's another sugya in the beginning of Baba Basra, Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara says like this: Hanu beitrei achi depalgi be'ahadi ha'dodi. There were two brothers whose father had passed away, and they were dividing the inheritance. They were dividing the property, and the father had, Rashi learns, he had a mansion with a garden in front of it. So chad matia asbulida. One of the brothers took the mansion, v'chad matia tarbita, and one took the garden. Now we'll see, the Gemara says that, you know, it's not even trade, a mansion versus a garden, but he paid him extra that he should get the mansion and the other one gets the garden. Now also, how the Mati Tarbitza, the one who got the garden went, because Bani Ashisa Puma Disbelita, he started building a wall at the entrance of the mansion and making it dark. So Amar Lei, the brother who got the mansion, said, Kam Maflis Allah, you're making it dark. Right? That's you're not allowed to do that. Amalei, the one building the wall, said, "Bididi kavani, mind your own business. I'm building it in my own property, and you can't stop me." Amar Rav Chama said, "Bidin ka Amalei." He has a good taina. Why is that? Rashi explains. It's a befer shemishni. You're not allowed to block someone's light. Rashi says because over here, why is it that you can't block someone's light? That's because when I have a window opening into your yard, Beheter, I was allowed to open that window. You don't do anything private there. There's a Rishus Rabbim anyway. When I have a window opening over your yard, so I acquire, somehow we'll talk probably in future shiurim how that works exactly, but I acquire, in a certain way, I acquire the rights to that light that's in your yard. It's a chazaka. I have a chazaka. I have a shibud on that air space that's making it light, because when I open a window and when I'm allowed to and you don't protest it, I acquire those rights. I acquire the rights to the light in your yard, and you don't have a right to build a wall over there to block it. That's the way it works. Rav Chama said over here, though, the brother was right in saying, you never established any chazaka over the airspace of the garden. Because what happened was the father died, they split it up, just like that. He wasn't there 3 years to establish al-Chazaka. It just happened yesterday. They divided it up. And at this point, he can't say, you acquired the rights to the airspace. It didn't happen yet. You weren't there 3 years. So that's why Rambam said, in this case, b'din ka'amar, like he's allowed to say such a taina to him. Of course, if he had been there 3 years, so then we go back to the halacha we had in the Mishnah that we had first learned in Chafez, that my window somehow acquires rights to your yard in a way that you're not allowed to build a wall on that property. Right? That's the word the Gemara says. The Gemara goes back and forth. You just see this wasn't one last taina. The Gemara says, Le Malay. But let the mansion owner say, may Karis Belita Pagasli. Originally, I got a mansion in return for your garden. Hashta Mashas Leidrun, you're making it a dark room. It's no longer a mansion. Amrav Simi Barash, Simi Barash, he says, that's not a taina. Shma Ba'ama Palagle. You got a mansion. You have a mansion. It might be a mansion that doesn't have dark, but it doesn't have light, but it's still called a mansion, and that's not a taina either. Okay, so that's the way Rashi understands the Gemara. Rashi understands it's talking, he had a house, it was a mansion. Isbelida is a mansion, a house. The brother was building a wall in the garden blocking the light, probably within 4 amas. If it's away more than 4 amas, it shouldn't make a difference. And if it had been there, if the mansion owner had the mansion for 3 years, he certainly would have been able to stop that wall from blocking his light. But here, since they had just divided, the father had just died, he had no way to stop it. Now, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. He says it brings other pshatim. We'll deal with the Riz pshat. He says that espelita doesn't mean a mansion. Espelita is a porch. What happened over here, there was a porch that opened out into this garden. And he spent extra money to acquire the porch. There's no wall. There's not a window. There's a whole side of that building is missing because people had porches in front. An achsadra, that was a porch. That's what was happening over there. Now, what was the taina? The taina was that a porch requires more light than a normal house. So even though he built the wall 4 amas away from the porch, the brother with the porch was saying, I thought I was getting a porch over here, and you're ruining the porch because you're blocking the light. I can't, you put a wall against the porch. It's not like against the window where if you stay 4 amas away it's enough. Over here, it's blocking the light of the porch. It's not good. It's not fair. Now, that's the Riz Pshat. You're blocking the way. Now, the Riz Akasha, this is the way the Note of Yehuda understands that I have quoted here, written over here. The Note of Yehuda understands the Riz then asked the Akasha. Okay, what happened here is, you have 4 amas away from the porch, and it's blocking. It's blocking the light, and the brother's complaining, you're blocking the light, and he says, look, you don't have a chazaka, I'm building it on my own property, you haven't been here 3 years, too bad. Tosfos asked the Riz Akasha, but what happened to this halacha we just learned in Daf Chav Beis? We said, if you're 4 amas away from, if you build your wall 4 amas away from the building, it doesn't cause any darkness. It says, it's mashma that it doesn't cause any, that's why they said 4 amas, that you should not, the lashon of the Gemara was, take it 4 amas away, ukenezen shelo yapil, so you should not make it dark. So the Gemara says that if the wall's 4 amas away, you don't make any darkness in the house that you're blocking the light from going in. So then, what are they talking about over here? The wall was 4 amas away, and 4 amas doesn't cause any darkness. So Tosfos the Riz answers right away, no, that's not the pshat. But pshat, of course, it causes some darkness, like the Rashba said. Even though the wall's 4 amas away, it doesn't mean that it's not doing anything. It's blocking some light from coming in. If you have a clear view, it's going to be lighter than if you have a wall, even though the wall is 4 amas away. It's just not enough to make a halachic difference. So same thing over here. The brother with the porch, the way that he's learning, is saying, you, garden owner, who's building a wall over there, are blocking the light on my porch, even though you're 4 amas away, there is some darkness. Normally 4 amas is enough, but in this case, since it's a porch is a different use than a window into a house, and I want you not to block any light, or whatever light you're blocking, you're ruining my use as a porch. Porches are made to be wide open, they should have a lot of light in there, and you're blocking that. That's what he was saying. Even though you're 4 amas away, 4 amas is only enough for a house. But over here, this is a porch that requires more light. And 4 amas even blocks some light going into a house. It certainly is blocking enough light going into this porch to turn this porch not into a porch anymore, but into a dark room. It's in relation to a porch, this is like a dark room. I can't use it as a porch anymore. To which the Gemara says, you're right. The Rav Chaim says, that would be a good taina, except over here you weren't there 3 years, so you didn't acquire the rights to that extra space that you deserve for your porch, and that's why the brother has the right to build the wall over there. But that's the way the Nota Behuda understands the Riz Kasha. Okay, is that clear? Like what the Riz is doing is he's stretching this Mishnah that we learned, and it could be he's arguing with the Rashba even. The Rashba seems to say, look, Dalad Amos is a Xeris Akasav, there's nothing to talk about. Right? If you're 4 amas away, it doesn't matter how tall it is, what type of window it is, does make a difference. That's Kakshir Achachanan. The Re is saying, well, it really depends. If you're dealing with a porch, if you're not dealing with a window with a wall in the house, you're dealing with a porch, so then you have to keep the wall further away. That's the way the Maskan of the Gemara comes out. You have to keep the wall further away because any darkness to a porch is made to be wide open. If you cause any darkness there, even though that amount of darkness would not be enough to prevent you from building a wall opposite a window in a house, because some light gets in and that's enough to live within a house, but a porch requires total light, and by you putting a wall there in the way, you're blocking the light from coming in. The only reason the brother was able to build the wall in this case was because there was no chazaka 3 years. But had there been 3 years chazaka, he would have been able to block, if the porch owner could have blocked the garden owner from building a wall, even though it was more than 4 amas away. But that's the way the Re seems to be saying, the way Nota Behuda understands it. Based on that, the Aguda says, Arishon, the Aguda on the daf over there says, a big chiddush, he says, from the Re, we can learn a halacha that if you have a building that requires more light than other buildings, for example, a Beis HaKnesses, a Shul, or a Shulchan Aruch, a Beis HaMedrash, these buildings require more light than other buildings. So even though normally we say the halacha is that all you have to do is put your wall 4 amas away from a window, and that's enough, that's not called darkening that room to make enough of a difference to be called a mazik. But if it's a Shul or a Beis HaMedrash, which requires more light, so then you have to be more than 4 amas away. You have to make sure that there's enough light for the people, the daven people, to learn in the shul and the Beis Medrash. And 4 amas isn't enough. You have to be further away. We have a gzeiros akasav, gzeiros chachamim, that 4 amas is enough. But we see from the way the Re understands the case of the porch, well, if it's a porch, the porch requires more light. That's why you have to be more than 4 amas away. A shul and a Beis Medrash also requires more light, and therefore you have to be more than 4 amas away from them also. Some wanted to say it's because there's a halacha, the Gemara says that a shul is supposed to have windows, but that's not really the issue. You could have small windows also. They need to have 12 windows in a shul. It doesn't have to be big windows. We're talking here, the halacha seems to be that they require a lot of light in them. Shuls and the Otei Medrashas have to have a lot of light. In fact, well, we'll just take a little digression to talk about that halacha. This is passing in Arachayim, but it's Nogea Pesach, the Yerushalmi and Pesachim, they bring a Raya. The Yerushalmi and Pesachim has a Shaila. If you have a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash, do you have to be Bodek them? Because maybe you shouldn't have to. Maybe it's like, you have to use an R and R. Maybe you don't have to because there's so much light in there. It's like out in your backyard. You don't have to take a candle in your backyard. It's light already. So since the Shul and the Beis HaMedrash is so light from the air coming in, from the light coming in, maybe you don't need a candle. That's the Shaila in the beginning of the Yerushalmi Pesachim. The post can bring it down. To understand the chashivas of this, there's a Sefer Chassidim the post can bring down. The Sefer Chassidim says like this, Ma'aseh Ba'Adam Echad. There was an incident, there was a person Shahoya Beiso Samach LeBeis HaKnesses. His house was close to a shul. The Karav Ma'od LeBeis HaKnesses. It was very close to the shul. Hoya Mason Hayuladim Shalo, and his children were dying. One chacham told him, if you say Beis Chalamayla Mechalon Beis HaKnesses, you know why it's happening? Is because your window is above the shul, your walls, your house is above the shul window. You're stopping the light from going into the shul. That's why these bad things are happening to you. And the Maisa goes on that he closed, moved away the wall, and they lived happily ever after. This is brought down by the post. Now, your rabbi brings it down. Shulchan Aruch Pasins in Orach Ayim, Simen Kuf Nun, Siv Dalad Habona, Kineged Chalon Beis HaKnesses. If someone builds a building opposite the window of a shul, a masbik lo bar chakas amas arba amas, it's not enough to be 4 amas away, like it is in Choshen Mishpat by a house. Lefisha hu tzarich ar gadol, because a shul requires a lot of light. Now, just further digression. I mean, this is further halachas. It's nogeya if you're remodeling shuls. Different shilas come up, and they talk about, suppose you want to make an Ezra's Nashim, and by doing that, to make that bigger, is going to cut some of the light out of the shul. I mean, these are dangerous things, based on the Sefer Chassidim. You can't, not to be taken lightly, to block the light from the shul, because it seems like it's dangerous, and they're big shilas in Aruch Hayim. Under what conditions is it permitted to block the light? I don't think there's any shot in putting a shade up. If you have a window, you put a shade, you're blocking the light from coming in, because you could always open up the shade. But for some reason you want to brick up a window and not let light in, that could be a big shadow. Yes, but then that's why I thought also, but they have candles, and still there's a lot, and it seems that you need sunlight.
Candles are the same.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the issue. Now, we haven't seen what the distance is. How far away do you have to stay from a shul window to build your wall? So Knesset Agdola brings down that you have to go 8 amas away. That's enough. 8 amas is the shruna, masogi. 8 amas is enough to be double the distance. Now, why should it be like that? Parshat Pshat is because Chacham or Meshayer, Poskim or Meshayer, that if you're 16 feet away from a shul, that's enough to let enough light in. But I saw interesting tshuva from the Beis David, Choshen Mishpat Simen Pei Ches. It's one of this DVD that just came out, that he says it could be like this. You know, when Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, so the Gemara Rav Avashu says that they made a Kavah Chomer. It said, Aviha Yorok Yorok Lefaneha Halos Yikolein. If she spat in the face of her father, she'd have to be punished 7 days. So we said, Kavah Chomer for the Shekhinah should be 14 days, except we said Dayo. But anyway, we see from there this concept that something that's Kedusha is twice as much as something that's Chol. That her father's worth 7 days, Shekhinah's worth 14 days. So the same thing, if a regular building deserves 4 amas, a shul should deserve 8 amas. Yeah, I don't know if it's meant seriously or it's a drasha, derek drush. But anyway, it's just an interesting tidbit. He says the note of Yehuda in this shuva, we've spoken about the shuva before in other areas, but in that case they had wanted to, there was a smell coming from the catering business next to the shul. This is in that same shuva over there. He talks about the fact that they're blocking the windows and he said even though he says, it seems from the Rashba, that a shul should not enjoy any further rights than a regular house, because they made a shir of 4 amas, and it shouldn't make a difference whether it's a shul or any other use, and it's belida, then, you know, should not make a difference. But what should we do? He said, the Aguda says it, he's a Kadman, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins it, and he brings from the Mari Sasson that he said that they paskin a halacha maisa like that. So therefore, he says, even though there are those that disagree with the Aguda, it's paskin and Shulchan Aruch, no one disagrees with the poskim, and therefore, he says that this halacha stands, that a shul deserves extra space for its windows, just like the Ri said, a porch deserves extra space. How much extra space? Double it, then it should be 8 amas. That should be enough. Okay, so that's what we've seen so far. First of all, there is a shear of 4 amas in a normal situation that you have to stay away from a normal house. If it's a special situation, like a porch or a shul, so then you have to stay further away. There you have to go 8 amos away, 16 feet away, and not get closer to, not to block the light. Now, based on that, the contemporary poskim, the Emek HaMishpat, Mishpat Achol Yaakov, Mishkan Shalom, they all want to say, well, once we see that this rule of 4 amos is not absolute, so, and is bent for porches and for shuls, well, maybe it should also be bent for our buildings. Our buildings are different than the buildings they had in those days. In those days, there was enough of what they were one-story buildings, and things were simpler, maybe they didn't need so much light, and 4 amos was enough in those days. But nowadays, where people build 2-story houses, 3-story houses, and there could be high-rises, the way he puts it, there could be a Migdal Parech, Ba'avir, towers flying in the air, skyscrapers. So the situation has changed. Just like you say a porch is different, and you say a shul is different, well, 21st century houses are also different. And therefore, you should require more space. And they all say this 8 amos is not exer sekasa, like the Beis Dovid seems to say, it's a kal vachomer, twice as much, that's 4 amos, it should be 8. Really, you should give as much space as makes sense. A shul, they said, 8 amos is enough, that makes sense for a shul. A porch could be that amount also. But our buildings, we should also do what makes sense. What makes sense? Well, he says it probably makes sense, whatever the planners, when they planned a neighborhood, they put certain houses a certain distance apart, and then maybe they made a covenant, they made setback laws that say don't build it any closer than that amount. So that probably makes sense that we should keep that also as the proper distance to keep a wall away. And therefore, he says, if someone would decide to break that rule and make it closer, so then you'd have a right to take over the din Torah and say, that's halacha nowadays. Just like a shul requires 8 amos, houses nowadays require 30 feet, because there's supposed to be a setback, 15 feet on each side, like the planners plan. Now, I don't understand that so much, because I don't know, I'm not sure that the reason you have a setback is because you're worried about the light going into the windows. The setback could be because of noise, it could be because the neighborhood looks nicer like that, it keeps the value of the houses high if there's a nice space between them. And I'm not sure or convinced that the reason is because of the light. These person we're talking in Eretz Yisrael, it could be that they know that when you're building these tall buildings right next to each other, that is because of the light, because they really want to squish them as close as they can together to use as much use the area as much as they can. Why don't they move them like right next to each other? Because there won't be light inside. So I'm not sure if we can apply their halacha to our setbacks over here, but anyway, that's just a ha'ara. The second time that though could be applied here, the Emek Commission brings also, he said, we learned last week that minig makes a difference. Now, even though we said by Hezek Re'iyah minig does not make a difference generally, but he brought from the Maritza alone, if it's something that's a window which isn't a constant Hezek, there a minig made a difference, like the Maritza alone said, that in Tzfas they are not makbid not to open windows over courtyards because there's not much hezek and that minig is kaveya, what should be. So that could apply here in America also, that if the minig is that we keep a certain distance away from the houses, for whatever reason it is, we have to keep that minig, and to breach that minig would be against halacha also. That seems to be the consensus of most poskim. Now, that was talking how you have to increase the distance. We're talking about most places where the minig is to keep the distance further away than the 4 amos and the 8 feet. How about if the minig, like in New York, is to make it, I think they're closer than 8 feet over there, right? Right. So how about if the minig is to make it even closer than 8 feet? Will that minig have any force. So the Mishpat Tzedek, another contemporary, says that he heard some gadol, I can't figure out who it is, that there was one gadol that said this svara only helps to be machmer, to say that you have to be further than 4 amos away, but if there's a minute to make it right up to each other, that is halacha, the Mishnah says, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you can't be within 4 amos of a window, because you're going to block the light, you can't go there. But the Mishpat Tzedek says, I don't understand, if you say a minute is helps to help out the nizik, so why should the minig help why shouldn't the minig help to help the mazik also? The whole thing you're saying is, well, even though halacha is you have to be 4 amas away, but the minig is to be more than 4 amas away, so that makes a difference. We have to go by the minig, just like we have a difference by porches, we have a difference by shuls. So we got there's a difference when there's a minig that's different. So if the minig is for whatever reason of the city planning, they need to have the houses right next to each other with only a sliver of space between them, like 2 inches between them, and that's what they need over there to be able to fit everyone into the neighborhood. So that should be a minig that has teeth to it as much as a minig to make it further. So he concludes that the kula for the mazik, that if the minig is to build up right up next to the other window and no one ever says anything, you look up and down the streets, they're all like that, and now the neighbor buys the house and knocks it down and starts building his building right up next to the other one, the neighbor can't say you have to be 4 feet away, you have to be 4 amas away. Like Shulchan Aruch says, the builder, the contractor can say, the developer can say, I'm doing the minig hamakom here, and the minig is to go right up within 2 inches. So whatever the minig is. So we've seen the beginning of this. We'll review it again after Pesach again. But this halacha, there are halachas governing how you build walls opposite a person's window. The first issue of you're darkening the room, that we saw under normal circumstances at the times of the Mishnah, that Shulchan Aruch, that distance is 4 amas. Even in the times of Shulchan Aruch, we said there are differences. If it's a shul, if it's a porch, you're allowed to demand a further distance if you own that porch or the shul. We are extending that to our buildings where apparently the reason for the greater distance is because to block the light, that it'll block the light coming into our buildings. And even if that's not the reason, there's the minig. The minig is to have a greater distance, and we've also seen, we just saw, that should apply even if the distance is shorter than the 4 amas. If that's the minig, to build right up next to the window, that minig has validity. It's not like kutra beis akise, it's not the problem of bilam that we talked about, it's not a breach and sneeze, it's just a minig. Is it too dark? No, it's too dark, you're making it dark. But if that's the minig, when you bought the house, you knew that there was a chance that someone next going to buy the house next door, the little house next door, and build a 4 floor matchbox right next to you, 2 inches away. That's what they do up and down the blocks, and that is a valid minig, and you probably wouldn't have much say in that. So in the future, Shiurim will talk about other issues with these walls which are relevant to even our houses in Baltimore, and that is blocking the air, blocking a breeze, blocking a view, blocking the sunlight that you need for your clothes to dry, and we'll address those in future weeks after Pesach.